Carmen's got visitors here. How awkward was it when your Todd dildo commercial came on and your brother is here in the room with you?
I don't know because I wasn't in here, but I did shoot some video for the Todd yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, and I showed him
that. Did you
that.
Use... Oh, you showed him your dildo video?
Yeah.
Were you trying things out?
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
No. I just had to shoot a video for the link to go to it. So it was just me with a
green screen.
But it was really funny because me and Rush did one where there's a lot of bleeps.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to blur out my mouth because I'm saying very horrendous things. Not about the Todd, but what you can find.
Right.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Where is your brother?
It was a lot of fun. He's actually in the bathroom right now.
And his girlfriend is here. Hi, girlfriend.
Yes, he has a friend.
A friend?
Well, no, it's his girlfriend. Yeah, it's his friend.
Now, how long have you been together with the brother?
It will be 2 years.
Oh my God!
Wow.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Wow, you're young.
Yeah, I'll be.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that was a really.
Wow, don't listen to them. That was great.
You're underage, aren't you there?
The only way that could have been creepier is if you touched
her
hand. Yes.
Why? I'm not even near her. I went, wow, you're young.
No, yeah. The way you say it there, you go, wow, you're young. You went, wow, you're young. And then you licked your lips.
No, I did
Yes,
not.
You did.
Watch I did not lick
your
my lips.
Above the console.
If you would have touched her hand after you said that, that would have been the worst.
I can't hear you. Come sit on my lap. Here you are. No. So you guys have a lot of sex?
Oh, she's 17.
I know, but the answer to that is yes.
The answer to that is jail time.
Right, as I'm saying. Should we arrest Carmen's brother today?
No. Cody, my parents actually let him stay at my house. So
they give you permission to have sex?
Sure.
Okay. Nice. That's cool.
Good for you. Your parents are awesome.
As a father of a daughter, I want to kill myself.
When my mom found out that we were having sex, she was very, very, very disappointed.
How did she find out?
Watch the video.
No, she just brought me in the garage and she was like, you can't really hide it anymore.
How were you? Like, what did she? She didn't walk in on anything. She just knew she could tell.
Yeah, she knew, but she was disappointed in me. But the thing was, my sister lost her virginity on the same couch I did.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Okay.
She told me, but she didn't believe me.
Younger or older sister?
Older.
And how old is she?
Can't get much younger.
How old is she when she lost her virginity?
Probably the same age.
Yeah. How old are you guys?
Oh, that's you.
For how old are you when you lost it?
15.
Yeah, that's about an average, right?
I was late.
How old are you?
18.
How old are you?
16.
Yeah, about 15, 16, I think, is the average. Carmen, how old are you? I don't remember. I know we talked about it.
12? No, I was like a week away from being 17.
And what about your brother? You don't mind that he's knocking it out?
No, he's in the bathroom right now. No, I've just had the talk with him because last time I went home was in August.
Yeah.
Because my oldest sister, Barb, had a baby, Lane, and Cheyenne is very baby crazy, loves Jesus. Babies. So I had the protect yourself talk with him.
Right.
Make sure you wrap it up.
Well, Cody, come over here. Get on the mic with Carmen. Carmen, give him Cody the speech now so we can hear.
Yeah.
What you said. I want to say this, but I want to say who Cody looks like, but you have to let me finish before I say it, okay?
Okay.
He looks like the good version of, okay? So it's not, it's a compliment.
Oh, God.
No, see, now I'm not going to say it.
No, say it.
No, he looks like if Faggy Voice Dan was good.
Was cool.
If we took Faggy Voice Dan and we made him cool, he would look like Cody.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So.
Yeah.
Like Faggy Voice Dan is a kid that looks like the nerdy version of you.
Right.
Yeah, like the kid, the loser version of you.
And the voice.
Yeah, voice.
I don't know. So anyway, how are you, buddy? We're now out of how many sisters do you have? You have Carmen and how many other ones?
I have Holly and Barb.
Who is the biggest whore out of the three of them? I know the answer to that. I'm wondering if you know the answer to that.
Well, if you know it, I know it.
Yeah. What is your answer?
My answer is probably have to be Carmen.
Oh!
Awesome.
I would have said Holly.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's tied down now.
Now?
Yeah, because the guy paid extra.
Damn right.
That's right. Holly's going to show up on a show one time. Like not like Real Housewives of Detroit. She's going to show up on like...
Cops.
Real Managers of the Trailer Park.
No. She's going to be... Holly's going to be on like ladies who are millionaires now, but how did they get their money? That's what she's going to be on. Holly's got a business now, but listen to what she did to get that money. Did you ever see 8 Mile, the Eminem movie?
Yeah.
That's your mom. From Eminem's mom. That's what I think.
Yep.
That's your mom, Eminem's mom. Holly is a whore, and Carmen is.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the other sister is just a good mom, right?
Barb.
Yeah, she's Midwest.
She's normal.
Yeah.
Good people.
Runs a bar.
She's just brought down by the rest of the family. You and Barb, Cody, you and Barb are the only good ones.
Wait a second. What about me?
What about you? Mm-hmm. We know your downfalls.
Awesomeness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Is Carmen the hero of the family? Like, she's got, like, a good job, and she's famous and all that, or... Or are people just like, we don't know what Sandra's doing up there in Florida?
I don't know. I think I top her on the whole good job and moving on with life.
Getting out of the park, getting out and moving on to Florida.
No, you're going to school for welding and you're working in a factory. Way to be cliche, Midwest.
Hey, look, don't knock the kid for making a living. We can't all be whores, Carmen.
We don't
all have that opportunity.
The only thing he could top you with is if he starts doing ballet and gets out of that steel, working job. Maniac, maniac.
Or if he could freestyle rap with the black guys.
Yeah, that's true.
You go down and you cross over the tracks.
Yeah, rabbit.
Yeah. No rabbit.
Actually, I've been called rabbit at work.
I'm sure you have.
I wore a cap one day, and the guy walked up. He's like, "What's going on, B-Rabbit?"
Before you walked in, your girlfriend called you rabbit, too. So. Different
reason. She said you took her virginity on the couch in her mother's house.
That is
true.
Correct. How many virginities have you taken?
Yeah. Hold on. You look at Rob. Don't look at Cody. Turn your back to Cody. I want to ask him a question.
Turn your back
to Cody. Away. Cody, hold up on your hands how many girls you've had sex with. Don't lie. Don't lie. Don't say it. Hold it up. Hold it up in your hands. Show me fingers. Okay. All right. Now you answer the question. How many girls has Cody had sex with? Get right up on that microphone.
I don't know, honestly.
What do you think? Like, what are you worried about?
Probably like 4. 5.
Right on the nose. Nice. How many guys has she had sex with?
Actually, one.
Yeah. It's usually the one that breaks a seal, and then all of a sudden, once the seal's broken, she goes nuts.
Yeah.
You have to worry. She's going to go through that phase. Mm-hmm. No.
I think she went nuts before.
Before you?
Yeah.
Just
with...
The other stuff. Yeah. So how many guys...
Oh, man.
Cody's saying you've gone down on a lot of guys?
Oh, my
God. Cody said it. I didn't say anything.
Still 17.
No, the quote, she said she went nuts with it.
No, not like that.
Oh, like what?
Just like... Like she never this really
stuff?
No, no,
oh,
not like
I don't.
She didn't have many girlfriends. She was always with like
guys.
Yeah. I was best friends with his cousin.
Get right up on the microphone. There you go.
I was best friends with his cousin.
Uh huh.
And that's like how we started talking.
Yeah.
Have you hooked up with his cousin? Oh man,
really?
That's a yes.
Not like
sex.
Really. No.
Right. Made out.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no,
that,
never.
That's a hookup.
I never, ever made out with him.
What did you do with him?
Just, like, slept with him. We were good friends.
Just sleeping in the bed?
Oh.
Like, no, none of this.
Oh.
No.
Well, I can't say it. I have to show
none
it.
None of that.
I have to use hand signals
from
1940.
I don't know if
it can
be that violent, but...
He's aggressive. But,
Start a little slower.
Is that better if I do it slow like that?
Actually.
Okay. Is Cody good in bed?
What, yeah.
Carmen?
She has no frame of reference.
Yeah, she would know.
Is she enjoying it?
He was asking Carmen.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, do you ever wonder, since he was the first one, are you like, I wonder if the other guys are better?
No.
No? You didn't look at Spanish and be
no,
like,
I'm
I don't...
happy.
You're
I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm happy too, but I still want to bang other chicks.
That's true.
You know?
I heard.
Yeah. Cody, what about you? You're in Florida. Your sister's got some hot friends. Woo! You're not like...
I've not seen any of her friends.
Yeah.
No,
neither have we, to be honest with you.
I'm also happy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good. Well, I'm not trying to break up your happiness. I'm happy for...
Enjoy it while
you're here. No, I had my fun.
Yeah. Well, those three girls that you banged before her, good for you. Carmen, any advice for your brother besides wrap it up? By the way, Cody, if she ever comes home and says, I think I'm pregnant, go, oh my God, that's wonderful. Is that pushing?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carmen. What do you have?
No, I was gonna say that's about it. Just wrap it up. Don't have a child yet, please. Yeah. He can. He doesn't even take a shower or brush his teeth yet.
Oh,
what? So.
Like, yet? Like since birth?
No, I mean he does, but like you literally have
it's
to like
a full time job.
Yeah.
Like,
what is?
I have to force him to shower.
What, Cody?
He works like in like, a factory, so it's like dirty. He'll come home like
tired. You're a working man.
Yeah.
You come home. You're
but
yeah.
You still should make sure you have some personal hygiene.
Yeah, but listen, I understand before he. Before you go there and nestle up to his area, you want him to be clean.
Right. Yeah.
But when the man's working all day, he wants to come home and relax, and you should have his dinner ready for him.
That's
and then,
my mom.
Yeah. What's that?
My mom makes him dinner.
Your wow. You live with her at her house?
Yeah. I'm,
sweet.
You know, I enjoy it there. You can come home. She's always
food's ready.
Right.
Yeah.
Better. You get a fresh one.
Yeah. What's the mom look like? She's pretty hot. Oh, you can't say that word. Cannot say that word. Don't say it again. Don't say it again.
That's fantastic.
Don't hold on a second.
You are not allowed to say that.
That word will get us all fired.
Wow.
We'll all be living in your mom's house pretty soon.
Eating great food, though.
Like, now, your sister's ex-boyfriend wanted to make sweet love to your mom.
Yes.
So you have a picture of your mom? On your phone?
Want to buy some?
I could get one.
Yeah, look one out. Like, you don't have one on your phone or anything?
Yeah, I can get one.
I want to see. I want to see what she looks like. I would let you know if I could make sweet love to her.
The saddest part of this entire time was when a 17-year-old girl stood at my microphone and had to lower it so she could speak to you guys.
Cody, look at me. I'm sorry.
She's a mom.
I almost made out with your mom when she was here.
That's true.
Carmen, true or false? Carmen.
You know, I'm not going to. I wouldn't doubt it.
I would be a good stepfather.
I would enjoy it.
Yeah, see?
I like Cody.
Whoa. Yeah, Cody's my son.
He's cool. Why you got to say it like that?
Now, do you guys have both the same parents? The no, different fathers?
Yeah, my mom was a little hussy. She got around. Yeah, four kids, three dads.
Whoa.
Me and Holly are the only ones with same dads.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
You guys look like legit, like brother and sister.
Yeah, we blonde hair. We all kind of got that. Me,
yeah.
Like, Holly is the only one with dark colored hair.
Right.
And, like, darker features where, like, me, Barb, and Cody all
have. Holly's got a little bit of the devil in her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever notice how Carmen says Holly very aggressively?
Yeah. Holly!
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 We're arguing right now. Yeah. We're not talking.
I hate her, too.
Yeah.
Why?
Dumb
whore. Because she's just a bitch.
Yeah.
She's so nice. Yeah. How is she a bitch?
She's got no regard for anybody but herself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, my, what was it?
Sure hot.
Quinn's birthday, our little nephew, his birthday is the day before mine. They had a party and stuff, and Holly texted my sister the day before, "Hey, I'm not gonna be able to make it. I'm just too tired."
Oh, rude.
Like,
rude. Let me see. It's family.
It was actually the day.
That's
of.
Your sister?
The day of.
Oh, I totally bang your sister. And that's your mom in the middle? She's whose age? Oh, yeah.
Oh, so she's of age. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. All the weird sex
she's only 17.
So
how? This is very interesting. Cody, you think Carmen is a bigger whore than Holly is still?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Like, I want to know why, though.
Me,
yeah,
too.
Me, too.
Just because of the way she talks and
Holly hides it better, I can tell you that.
Well, I see her Snapchat story, and it kind of just...
Carmen's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you not block your little brother on Snapchat? What are you
Spare
doing?
Him.
I tell him, don't look at my story. Oh, yeah. The ones that
look.
I directly send you.
Interesting. All right.
Does he know about the tattoo?
Oh, you know about Carmen's butthole tattoo?
Oh, my God.
They do now.
No, I don't.
You don't know about it or you haven't seen
I'd
it?
I'd rather not.
Oh, you got to take a look at it. Carmen. Carmen.
No. Come on.
Just show
family.
Him. Family. Carmen.
You guys took tubs together.
No.
Carmen.
No.
Carmen.
Out.
Why?
It's art.
It's not
art.
A private. It's not your private.
Yes. What are you
no,
talking
like,
about?
No, like cover up that area. Just show them the tattoo.
You can't.
You can.
They're way too close.
Don't you want to see it, Cody? Not for sexual reasons. Aren't you just curious at all?
Nope. Not.
Show it to Cody's girlfriend.
Not as
what
yeah,
is,
there
what
you
is
go.
Her name again? I'm sorry.
Cheyenne.
Show it to Cheyenne.
No, she's underage.
So
sure
what?
I
oh, my God.
That doesn't count. It's two girls. That
sure
totally is not a lot.
What if Cheyenne shows you hers first?
No, I don't want
to. I'm just trying to live out
this
a fantasy
is sovereign ground.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Carmen,
no.
Show your brother your tattoo.
Out.
Why?
No. Nope.
Why?
No.
Why? Who has seen this? Holly seen it? Yes.
No.
Yes, she has. She told us.
Oh, then maybe she has.
Your mom has seen it.
Has she?
Yes.
That's what she said.
So basically, Cody's the only one who hasn't seen it. That's messed up.
Barb
saw it.
I love that Carmen can't recall who of her family has seen her
has
BH
peered
tattoo.
Into her BH.
Yeah. I think that would be a list that I would know. Right. Like, I know how many people have seen that, but apparently not.
Just it would be quick.
No, she's done enough to me in the day.
What did she do to you?
She used to try and like kill me.
Really?
All the time.
Oh, man, I thought it was going to be so much better
than
that. I know. Like, don't segue in from sexual things to killing people like that.
How old are you, Cody? 20? 19. How old are you? 25?
Yeah.
You ever try and bang any of his friends?
No.
Because
I moved to Florida when I was 19, so he was just a freshman in high school.
So it
wasn't that time. But like now that I go back home and I see some of them, I'm like, what's up, kid?
You guys ever do any gross stuff together, like truth or dare or anything?
No. I think the worst thing I ever did to him was I locked him in our dog kennel
for
2 hours. I was babysitting him.
That's not baby. You're never babysitting my kids.
That's how you babysit.
He wouldn't stop. He wouldn't listen to me. Him and his friend wouldn't listen to me. We had a lab, so it was really big. Like, they could stand up in it.
Yeah, it wasn't a poodle. Yeah.
Put him in a Cambodian jail cell is what you did.
It's not like they put a 60-year-old guy in a dog kennel. Oh, we did that. That was us. Yeah. Never mind.
I have a question. Have you ever walked in on her making the sweet loves with anybody?
To herself?
No.
To herself?
Nope.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Did you ever hear in the other room? No?
No.
I didn't get my first one until I moved down here.
Hey, a little piece of advice. Are you staying at her house? Don't use your toothbrush.
Oh, you mean?
Don't worry, he won't.
You mean what, Cody?
He doesn't brush his teeth.
You mean the new like $3,000?
Yeah. You know that's cleaning, right? Ain't cleaning her teeth, buddy.
Yeah.
It's not.
Got USB for a reason, Cody.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Always ready to go.
You got teeth other places?
Yeah. Sarlacc monster. Will you just show him the tattoo?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Can you give me one good reason why?
Because he's my brother?
Besides that reason, can you give us another good
that's
reason?
That's more of a reason to show him. I'm not like, will you make out with him? That's only for Holly.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
What?
You should just show him real quick.
No.
You made national news. National.
Yeah.
The whole country was talking about it.
Go read the news article. Well,
can we show them the video on Bone TV?
Yeah.
So then what's the difference? Just show them live.
No, that's way too close to another area which you can't hide. When
yes,
you're
you can.
That. No.
Yes, you can. I'll show you.
Like, there's way too.
I'll hold it open for you.
No.
Cheyenne will open it for you.
No. That's not. No. Not happening.
Just cover that area.
Yeah.
You just cut that area.
Like, here's the deal. If you were to bend over and pull your pants all the way down to your knees, that would show everything. If you just hoisted your butt out of the crack of the pants, that's perfect.
No.
Look, Cheyenne's like, please, I really want to see it.
Like, this is my...
I wouldn't do that either.
Like, this is my thing. Like, this is how I explain it.
If you were 18, I'd be asking you to do it.
Like, my thing is, like, people always ask me, like, what's it like? I'm like, well, my BH and my tattoo are best friends.
Right.
And they, like,
kissing
hold
cousins.
Hands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, like, there's really no way to show that without showing the other one.
You know what she means by BH, don't you, Cody? Yes. Okay. what is it? The video of you getting it done? Yeah.
The happiest tattoo artist in the world.
Yeah, that guy saw it.
Carmen, look at you there. You look better or worse now?
Better now.
You do look better now. What were you doing? Heroin back then?
No, that's when I was working late night at the booby bar.
You're a little puffy and you're white.
Yeah.
That's the problem there.
And I just turned 21, so I was drinking the night before.
You look super healthy now.
Thank you.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I don't really drink as much. I make sure I put makeup on. I thank you for that rule, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think you did it for yourself, but you did it for me.
I did it for mankind.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. So you're not going to show your brother your tattoo?
No.
Oh, come on. It's family bonding.
Out.
Not only that, you ruined the good momentum of the show, but it's cool.
Me? Really?
No, Spanish is the worst.
I know. Okay,
I'm just saying.
I was like, don't put me.
I'm just saying, if he had one, I'd make him do it.
Yeah, I would volunteer. I'm going to go show my brothers today when I get home.
Show them your tattoo you have now. You guys want to see Spanish's tattoo? It's pretty. It's not on his wiener.
Yeah, yeah. We don't all get tattoos on our privates here. No. Some of them.
Hold on.
What is he Spanish? His tattoo that doesn't make sense anymore?
Yeah. Ready? It used to look like him. Now it doesn't. Yesterday marked the anniversary of when Spanish became uncool, when he shaved his head.
It's been, 5 years?
Yeah. But yesterday was the day. 4 years.
Man,
4 years?
So good to work with you guys. Every day I come into work.
Wait,
I'm
so
like,
four
man.
Years it happened. How long has he been working here altogether?
More than that.
Five or six? So two good Five. Years. That's a good. Hey, man, you stretched it out. You had two good years
Thanks,
and then
man.
Four crappy ones. You
Speaking of stretching it out, yeah. Carmen, any chance you're going to show your brother? No.
Rude. No.
All right. Let us take a break because we are running late, but I still have a lot of things I want to do. I want to do love, hate. We'll take your love, hate phone calls when we come back. 727-579-1025. Any questions about Carmen? Anything you need to know while you guys are here?
No.
No? Cheyenne, anything? No. You're all good?
Yep, all right. Good.
You guys going to get married someday?
I don't know.
No, that's a no.
That was a total no.
She just said no, Cody. That's basically, she said no. In her mind, she should be like, yes, one day when we're older, and you should be like, no. But I think it was the other way around. Is he whipped?
He does do a lot for me.
Like what? What's the best thing he does for you?
I don't know. He helps out.
Yeah.
He does a lot for my parents.
Okay. Seems like you got it by the nuts, kid. Take it.
Hey, Cody, if you had to save one from a burning fire, Holly or Carmen, who would you pick?
Oh, man. I knew this question was going to happen. I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Holly or Carmen? Or Barb. We'll let you pick. Pick
Barb
out
has
three.
Kids.
Yeah.
That's definitely a given. I think the other two don't have kids. So it's
right, yeah.
You'd save the kids, but that's not an option.
Yeah.
You could only save, like, you've run in, you've saved the kids. Now you got three sisters burning. You only have time to save one of them.
Oh,
which
me.
One would you save?
Help me, Cody. I'm on fire.
This isn't even fair.
Help me, Cody. My fake implants are burning.
I'll never be able to make money again.
Help me, Cody. My black boyfriend's not here. which one would you save?
Oh, man. Just because you said that made it really hard.
Oh. All right, so let's say you run back in, you grab Barb, she's out with the kids. Now you seriously only have time to get Holly or Carmen.
So much fire.
You know, yeah. I'm going to say Carmen, but if Holly was here. And
you'd say Holly.
Holly.
Yeah.
If she wasn't here.
How about this, Cody? Marry F. Kill. Carmen.
No!
Oh. I'm just kidding.
Just Cody. Just kiss Carmen. Like, well, that's what you're going to happen
you're,
next.
Oh, you're mine, boy. Yeah. You are dirty.
You're mine.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.